Good evening, members. Welcome to the Ways and Means Committee meeting of Tuesday, March 11th. I apologize for starting late. I hate starting late, but Public Safety Committee was blocking our presence, so I blame it all on Carlos Mariani, who, as you know, has a lot to say. So, but we'll forgive him for that, and thank you for all attending the special meeting. We do have minutes from the last meeting of March 10th. Representative Agbaje, have you had a chance to review the minutes?
One second. Yes, Mr. Chair, so moved.
All right, the minutes have been moved. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed by the same sign. The minutes of March 10th are approved. Thank you for that. We have just one bill before us this evening. There are two amendments to the bill. The first amendment is merely technical. The second amendment is more has more depth to it, and we will discuss the A4, I believe it is, amendment before we take a vote. So just rest assured we'll have plenty of time to talk that over. The bill before us, of course, is the HRCC recommendations. House File 1218. I will move House File 1218 be placed on the General Register and turn it over to Chair Heintzman to move the First Amendment.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I will move the technical amendment. On the other side, and I know we don't often talk about the other side,
so you're moving the A3 amendment to be, and this is a technical amendment, to get the bill in the shape you would like.
That is correct.
Any discussion to the A3? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed by the same sign. The A3 amendment is adopted. Let's move on then to the A4. Would you like to move the A4, Representative Heintzman?
Yes, I would, Mr. Chair. I would move the A4.
Thank you, Representative Heintzman. And now go ahead and explain your A4 amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, members. I do have a lot to go through on the A4, so just kind of bear with me. The A4 amendment modifies a new grant program that was created last year. When it passed, the bill that put the renewal of the Environment and Natural Resource Trust Fund, I'll be saying ENRTF from time to time, just keep track of what that acronym is, that happened last fall. The bill was House File 1900. It was carried by Representative Hollins and funded a new community grant program. It did that by allowing an extra 1.5% of the value of the trust to be made available for an appropriation to the DNR. This new community grant program was intended to expand the number and diversity of recipients who benefit from the ENRTF, especially in communities that have been adversely affected by pollution and environmental degradation. If you've tracked the LCCMR at all, if you've maybe served on the LCCMR, I would just add that, you know, frequently that's a conversation that members have as we're trying to make sure that as many points around the state have something there. And we often will mention as we're presenting the bill that Representative so-and-so has a project in their county or their community. So I get that. It also was intended, I think, to expand environmental stewardship and education, preserving or enhancing air, water, land, and other natural resources, and grants cannot be awarded to for-profit businesses, must provide measurable results, and DNR cannot award itself a grant. And I agree all of those things are very good. The problem is that there wasn't much more in terms of side rails, guardrails on this new program, and a lot of the details there were left for DNR to figure out. I'll move on to some of the other provisions in the bill. The value of the 1.5% this biennium is approximately $28 million a year, which is really quite a lot of money for that kind of a program, especially considering that the LCCMR as a total is generally in that, well, when I started, it was in the 60s of millions, and now it's in the 100 thereabouts. We'll talk more about the underlying bill later as Director Nash goes through that. But the value in a single year of this 1.5% is, as I was saying, $28 million a year, a lot of money. So the A4 amendment proposes to repurpose the 1.5% funding stream by creating a series of new buckets. The buckets would be for various grant programs administered by DNR and things that are generally popular to folks all over the state. So as follows, the amendment divides this out in a, and I'm going to break it down as a percentage. 40% for water quality grants to local governments, tribal governments, or lake associations to be used for things like AIS management or Keep It Clean program. I should also mention that the governor's 2025 budget recommendation proposes reducing the current $10 million a year county AIS aid program by 50% and phasing it out almost entirely. Actually, it does. It phases it out entirely by 2029, which I'll just be very transparent here this afternoon. These grants to counties and to lake associations after that are extremely popular and very much needed to protect lakes around Minnesota from the spread of AIS. So that's one thing addressed in this water quality grant appropriation. An additional 40% in the amendment is for trail improvements with a split of 50% between state trails and 50% for grants for local trail improvements. Restoration and enhancement, not new trail building. Non-state match required. You've heard, if you've been paying attention in, over the last few years in the Environment Committee, there's a constant need for maintenance and for support for that kind of funding. So to finish out that section, an additional 15% for the Outdoor School for All Youth program, extremely popular program, and 5% for the original community grant program. By January 15th, 2026, DNR has to report to the legislature on its plan to implement these new grants. What draft RFP's criteria prioritization would look like, grant management and oversight, any suggested legislative changes. This would give the legislature, I think, a significant improvement roadmap prior to appropriating out the funds that are available for the second year of the biennium. That's approximately, like I said again, the amendment further appropriates out the approximately $28 million available for this year from the ENRTF as follows. $3.5 million for the city of Carver to improve and restore the Carver levee. $1.95 million to the Minnesota Forest Zone Trappers Association for land acquisition, design, and site prep for a sportsman's and sportswomen's outdoor development learning center in Hibbing. $2 million for a feasibility study, engineering, and construction of these three segments. There's three segments of the Camp Ripley Veteran State Trail that need work. $2.5 million to Sherburne County for phase two development of Two Inlets Regional Park. $3.15 million to DNR to reconstruct, rehab two segments of the Casey Jones Trail. $1 million for improvements to the Blue Ox Trail in Coochin County, $3 million for pre-design, design, engineering, and construction of the Mesabi Trail. That includes a pedestrian bridge. $7.3 million to Scott County for land acquisition, design, construction of 4.3 miles of the Louisville segment of the Junction Regional Trail, Merriam Junction. And finally, $3.93 million for a grant to Rice Creek Watershed District for flood hazard mitigation projects in the Highway 35W corridor to alleviate flooding in New Brighton, St. Anthony Village, and Roseville. So, Mr. Chair and members, that is the A4 amendment.
Thank you, Representative Heintzman. We do have a question from Representative Akam.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Sorry.
Maybe I'm not speaking clearly.
I appreciate the opportunity to discuss the amendment before we vote on it. As a member of LCCMR, the process that we have each year in terms of analyzing proposals is a long and very involved process. It starts in this time of year to get grant applications as members, and of which the author of this bill is a member of LCCMR. We go through and get all of the applications. And when I first started, I actually had it printed in books, and it was 2 3-ring binders that were literally thousands of pages. I've gone digital, so we're saving some trees. But going through the applications, rating them, they then, with the ratings, we invite in applicants for presentations. We rate them again or grade them again, score them. And then depending on the amount of money that we have to allocate that year, it's a discussion within amongst members of LCCMR, which, to be clear, is bipartisan, bicameral group of legislators. We make that initial recommendation in July. This year we made it on July 31st. Then staff takes that information back. They draft it in a bill, and it comes back to us. And this year it came back on December 11th, where we then vote on it again. And I will say it's interesting that the author brings this amendment forward today, because he was not present at either of those sessions to vote on or discuss the package that we recommended in a bipartisan way to the legislature. So the fact that we are here today with an amendment dramatically changing a process and the projects that were recommended is of grave concern. And it takes what is and has been a very bipartisan process and blown it up.
Representative Acomb, if I may interrupt for just one moment, this amendment changes none of the recommendations of the committee, and I want to make that clear to everyone listening, because what you have stated is incorrect. The recommendations are intact, and this amendment makes zero changes to the committee's recommendations.
And Mr. Chair, several of the projects that are put forward in the amendments were included for review this year and were not included. So they were evaluated and not deemed priorities to the LCCMR. And so to have them brought forward today at this stage is insulting, honestly. We passed, Minnesotans value our environment, and we have reconfirmed that in reauthorizing the constitutional amendment last year. And in doing that, we raised it from the 6% up to the 7.5% to provide that 1.5% for the community grants program. And so to be coming in while the DNR is in the process of establishing the advisory council and working on the best way to allocate that money to those amongst our communities who benefit the least from our investments and our ability to engage in our natural environment. This is taking a process and a bipartisan process and throwing it on its heels. So I think that, as I understood, coming out of the Environment Committee, there was a, nope, we're not going to change anything. We're here. It's good. And to have this amendment come forward at this late date is very concerning and will absolutely put the ability to pass it off the House floor in it'll be challenging. I think to insult us all by doing this in this way is pretty disruptive to the existing process and the many years that it's been put in place and been utilized in a really effective way. You've talked about some great programs here and some situations, and the good news is the RFP is open. They can be applying for the next year. And so I appreciate the investments that we make in our environment in Minnesota. I appreciate that our state values it in this way. But I will be voting against this amendment, and I would like a roll call if I haven't asked for that yet, please.
Roll call has been requested. Any response from Representative Heitzman before we move to the next question?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And there are a couple things that I need to address in that. Number one, I'm going to reiterate what the chair had previously pointed out, that the bill that I heard in the Environment Committee and that I carried through the Environment Committee, the LCCMR recommendations, are before you, representatives, and are unchanged. The newly created program that pulls 1.5% of the value of the trust to be made available by appropriation to the DNR, maybe there's some confusion, but I want to point out additionally that would have no oversight under the LCCMR. That was going to be decided by the DNR. And today these projects are in front of you to discuss. The projects that I have just offered in the A4 amendment, and that is an opportunity that we have today to go through, and that's why I've introduced it as I have. Hopefully that helps. If there were some folks that were confused, if they're misunderstanding what we're discussing today, but that's the A4. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Heitzman. We have a question from Representative Cagle.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I don't serve in environment and don't know anything about LCCMR, so I'm actually really kind of interested in some of the language on this. And so from my understanding, we're kind of circumventing the regular process. But then what I want to look at is on lines 2.26 through 2.28. Why are we striking the language that says expand the number and diversity of recipients who benefit from the Environment and Natural Resource Trust Fund, especially in communities that have been adversely affected by pollution and environmental degradation? That's super concerning that we're striking that language. Also, 3.7 through 3.8, helping adversely impacted communities respond to environmental degradation and health-related concerns. 3.11, and then one that is really kind of concerning to me is 3.13 through 3.14, striking that the grant awarded under this section must provide measurable results and may not be awarded to a for-profit business. Striking that language kind of really freaks me out because I don't know. I think that taxpayer dollars should stay in the public realm and not go to businesses who are just skimming off the top of taxpayers. So I'm just kind of curious about why that language, why those specific pieces of language were stricken.
Representative Heinzman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And thank you for the question, really sincerely, because I anticipated that there would be some discussion around this, and I was trying to look for continuity between each of the buckets of dollars, okay? None of the other programs that we created in this amendment have advisory councils, so we didn't think there was a need for one pot of dollars to have an advisory council created to disperse those dollars. The bill, as you might recall, as I'm talking through it today, I'll just remind members, does call on the DNR to prepare a report to the legislature by next January. So next year, that would detail how they manage these new grant programs. So we'll be able to see the plans and react before money gets appropriated out next year. And if legislative changes are needed, I think that that should absolutely be revisited. But as I was creating these buckets and as our members and staff were working through this, that was the direction that we decided to take.
Thank you, Representative Heinz. I want to follow up, but Representative Cahill, before you ask your next question, I think there is some language that's moving from place to place within this bill. Much of this language reappears that was on page 3, appears instead on page 4, starting at line 4.2. We perhaps might want a nonpartisan to come up and kind of go through some of these details, if that would be helpful, Representative Heintzman, but I don't want to interrupt your questioning, Representative Cagle, if you have a follow-up.
Sorry.
Representative Heintzman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Cagle, when you started your question, I thought we were on lines 2.31, mm-hmm. and I would certainly welcome Ms. Taylor, if she would like to come up and to walk through the language that moved from page 4.
Thank you. Please identify yourself for the record and go ahead with an explanation. Welcome to the committee.
Mr. Chair and members, Janelle Taylor with House Research. It is correct that the language that was pointed out that was stricken, it's been moved to subdivision 1D on page 4. The language that was stricken was the original grant program. It's been recodified here.
Thank you, Ms. Taylor. Representative Cagle, do you have a follow-up question?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. So what's the fiscal impact of that then? Is the community grants getting less money? I guess I'm just kind of concerned on that.
Who wants to take that? Ms. Taylor?
Mr. Chair and members, the community grant program would now be receiving 5% of the original 1.5%, and then there's a new grant program is being established.
Representative Cagle,
1.5. So dramatic.
Representative Cagle, sorry. Please go through the chair.
Sorry, Mr. Chair.
Do you have another question?
I'm just trying to clarify. So it's 0.5% of the 1.5. So it's taking away a lot of money from community grants. Okay. Thank you.
Representative Rarick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was just going to point out that the language just moved. It, you know, I like to read the amendments and bills before I come, and it's helpful for this committee to do so. So I was just going to point out that it just moved.
Thank you, Representative. I have a question from Representative Pinto.
Thank you, Chair. Actually, it'll just be a comment, but first, I know Representative Acom had something, a comment she was going to make just in follow-up to that prior exchange, if that's okay, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Representative Acom.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. When Representative Heintzman was explaining the movement and the change in the bill, what I will say is, both in the committee process that we have here at the legislature, as well as the LCCMR process, both are very widely involved engagement and the opportunity for people to come and present. If, and I only say if, an amendment like this was going to be made, it should have been done in the Environment Committee, where all the people that are in the room today would have had an opportunity to come and address the author as well as the rest of the committee members. I think cutting their voices out of this process has been unnecessary. It could have been avoided. And so I just wanted to make that point. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Acorn. Representative Pinto.
And thank you, Chair. Yeah, and actually it was along those lines, and that's probably a less important point than the commission, but you know, I'm quite far from an expert on environmental issues, but I think that's actually true for most of the folks in this committee. It actually turns out there's only one person on this committee who's on the Environment Committee. That's Chair Heintzman. The DFL lead is not on Ways and Means. This is a very substantive amendment. I mean, Chair, you'd said before that there were zero changes to the committee's recommendations, and I think, Chair, you're referencing the LCCMR, and I won't weigh in on that. I'm not an expert on that. But there is, of course, a different committee that we could think of in that phrase, which is the Environment Committee. And this, of course, is a substantive and quite significant change to that. As was referenced before, my understanding is that a commitment was made a couple weeks ago in that committee. There wouldn't be further changes. I wasn't part of that conversation. That may or may not be the case. I see Chair Heintzman shaking his head, and I won't get into that. But I will simply say, regardless of any prior commitment, having work like this in the Ways and Means Committee rather than in the Committee of Jurisdiction that has actual expertise, that just does not make sense. And I feel like we've had that with a number of bills. I don't think that's an appropriate thing to do with this one, but with other ones as well. So if this amendment goes on, we have got to send the bill back to the committee with jurisdiction. We do not have the environment expertise in this committee. We should not be doing environment policy work in the Ways and Means Committee. One person around this entire table is on that committee. That does not make sense. So I'd oppose the amendment, but we'll urge, if the amendment does go on, members, let's certainly make sure we send the bill back to the committee with jurisdiction. Thank you, Chair.
Response, Representative Heintzman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Representative Pinto. This idea literally came forward in just the last week. And that's also part of the reason that the projects that have been selected in the amendment are known projects that have, in many cases, or at least a number of cases, been brought forward as a part of the proposals that have come to the LCCMR. And as a member that has served on the LCCMR for almost 11 years now, I will just tell you that oftentimes projects will come year and maybe year after year, and over time there may be growing support for those projects, and it might not make it in the first round. So that's the reason that we're here today with this amendment, is that the idea is new. It is something that just came forward in this last week. And for a number of reasons, I'm not going to ask for the language or the bill to come back to the Environment Committee.
Question. Did you have a follow-up, Representative Pinto?
No, Chair. Thank you.
Representative Ogbache.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I actually have two questions. So the first one kind of follows on what Representative Cagle was talking about you still have the community grants in this amendment, but they are at a much lesser scale. And I am actually wondering if you know what that number is.
Representative Heintzman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It looks like Mr. Hagemeyer may have the answer to that.
Please
question.
Identify yourself. Welcome to the committee, and go ahead with your testimony.
Mr. Chair, I'm Brad Hagemeyer with House Fiscal Analysis Department. You get the appropriations for 2 years. It changes every 2 years. There's a calculation made on June 30th of last year that gives us the amounts for this year. In total, there's $28.18 million. Under the division that's happening in this bill, the 40-40-15-5%, the 40% pots of money would be $11.2 million next year. The outdoor school program at 15% would be $4.2 million for fiscal year 27, and the community grants would be $1.4 million in fiscal year 27.
Representative Ogbache.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Okay, so $1.4 million out of an original $28.1 million for this program. And this program is meant to go to communities and to disadvantaged groups that have been harmed by pollution, that see the effects of pollution every day. I mean, I represent a district like that. And so, like, I think it's really concerning that you would want to use an amendment in kind of a unilateral fashion. You're the only one making this decision to then decide that these community grants only deserve 5% of that original pot, which in this case is only $1.4 million out of a supposed $28 million that would have happened. So I think that's really concerning. I think people need to understand that this is happening in the context of what's happening across our country right now, that we are pushing back and limiting communities that have already suffered substantial harm from what our government does. So I just want to make sure that's on the record. And I have a second question, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Representative Akbaji.
Representative Heintzman, you are also the chair of the Environment Committee, I understand, and so I'm wondering why this amendment wasn't brought in that committee, because this is hugely substantive. I don't think many of us are on that Environment Committee, but I would imagine that you would have the opportunity to bring that amendment as the chair, and why that wasn't discussed a lot earlier.
Representative Heintzman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Representative. As I was responding to Representative Pinto, I'll just mention again, this idea literally came forward this last week.
So,
a follow-up, Representative Bakke.
So this idea came forward last week. I mean, I am having a really hard time believing that, because this seems like a really well-crafted idea that you would have had thoughts about. You've selected organizations that you want to give additional funding to. I mean, I think as Representative Acom was talking about, like, there is a whole process that's done. People apply. This group gets together and selects these projects, but you have unilaterally decided which projects you want to put forward before the legislature that haven't been fully vetted yet by the LCCMR committee. So I think I find that really concerning. I find that a little hard to believe as the chair that this amendment only came to you last week, but I'll leave it at that. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Lilly, you had a question.
Thank you, Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was across the street in pensions, but I'm kind of aware of what's going on here. And I just must say that, you know, my legislative past been a little different than a lot of people here in the legacy space. And years ago, I was on the LCCMR. And so I think about the people that serve on those commissions and the special funds that we have. And they're a little different than the normal funds that we have around here. And I think that, I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, I think I'd be a little more comfortable if I went back to the commission and went through the process. And, you know, there's citizens that are involved, and they vet projects and really in a thoughtful way, like in Lessard Sams and in this LCCMR committee, and, you know, really look at things. And often there's, you know, there's reasons, but I respect what, you know, when you look at the projects, they're actually some pretty good projects, and I wouldn't want to bend. There's a couple Dem projects, I think, maybe in there. I couldn't really figure it out when I was looking at it, but I wouldn't necessarily be wanting to vote against my own trail, per se, you know, so it'd be hard. It's a hard vote. But I think it's better to have it go through the process and be vetted properly. I was disappointed also, like a week ago, to be on LCCMR, but this package that's moving through the legislature is not mine. It's the previous members. But I just know from my past experience and serving in other committees of this sort that I'm a little uncomfortable. I think we'd be better off to maybe send it back or work out more of the details. So it's just kind of my comments.
Thank you for your comments, Representative Lilly. Representative Stevenson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I think we are at a sort of inflection point here on this bill. You know, I think that if the A4 amendment doesn't go on the bill, I think that you will see probably a unanimous vote out of this committee today. I think if the A4 goes on the bill, I think you will see a party line vote on this bill coming out of this committee. And that will mean that the bill will advance out of this committee to the General Register. But it will not pass the floor. So there's an interesting choice that the committee has here about what path to take forward from this point on this bill. Are we going to choose to work together and try and find a solution, or are we going to choose to do things just the way we want them to go and see what happens? I hope that we choose to work together. I hope that we choose to say, well, we're not there, maybe not there yet, on this idea, maybe not going to get there on this idea. And so let's not do it today. But there's a choice to be had here, because if this amendment goes on the bill in a minute, then it will be a party line vote at the end of the day when the bill is considered. So I hope we make the right choice. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Stevenson. Any closing remarks, Representative Heintzman?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and members, for the discussion. I do think that the amendment will be very good, and you look at the projects, and I think with the change that we're making to how the grants program would be utilized, we're going to get a better outcome for the people of Minnesota. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Heintzman. Just a reminder to committee members, this is a vote on the amendment. A roll call has been requested. Our current helper will take the roll.
Chair Torkelson.
Chair Torkelson votes aye.
Vice Chair Robbins.
Aye.
Representative Acom.
No.
Representative Egbadje.
No.
Representative Baker.
Aye.
Representative Bierman.
No.
Representative Gomez.
No.
Representative Heintzman.
Yes.
Representative Igo.
Yes.
Representative Cleborne.
No.
No. Representative Cagle.
No.
Representative Katiza Watun.
No.
Representative Krosnick.
Aye.
Representative Kreisha.
Aye.
Representative Lilly.
No.
Representative Mueller.
No.
Representative Nash.
Aye.
Representative Knorr.
No.
Representative Novotny. Representative Pinto.
No.
Representative Rarick.
Aye.
Representative Schumacher.
Aye.
Representative Scott.
Aye.
Representative Swiedzinski.
Aye.
Representative Vang.
No.
Representative West.
Aye.
Representative Joachim.
No.
With 14 ayes and 13 nays, the amendment is adopted.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Acom.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to move that we re-refer this bill to the Environment Committee to get the proper vetting. And I ask for a roll call.
Motion is to re-refer the bill to the Environment Committee, and a roll call has been requested. Sorry, my tongue is getting tired. With that, we will take the roll.
Chair Torkelson.
Chair Torkelson votes no.
Vice Chair Robbins.
No.
Representative Acom.
Yes.
Representative Egbadje.
Yes.
Representative Baker.
No.
Representative Bierman.
Yes.
Representative Gomez.
Aye.
Representative Heintzman.
No.
Representative Igo.
No.
Representative Cleborne.
Aye.
Representative Cagle.
Aye.
Representative Katiza Watun.
Aye.
Representative Krosnick.
Aye.
Representative Kreisha.
No.
Representative Lilly.
Aye.
Representative Mueller.
Aye.
Representative Nash.
No.
Representative Knorr.
Yes.
Representative Novotny.
No.
Representative Pinto.
Aye.
Representative Rarick.
No.
Representative Schumacher.
No.
Representative Scott?
No.
Representative Swiedzinski?
No.
Representative Vang?
Aye.
Representative West?
No.
Representative Joachim?
I have one.
Representative Joachim?
No.
Yes, yes.
I thought I had one.
It's about time.
I need to check my hearing. Anyway, thank you for the vote. Vote is 14 nays and 13 ayes. The motion fails. Thank you. Members, we are now going to move on to the bill as amended, and I believe we have a presentation to be made. Please identify yourself for the record and go ahead with your testimony.
Good morning. I mean, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, committee members.
Usually it's good morning.
My name is Becca Nash, and I am the director of the Legislative Citizen Commission on Minnesota Resources. I'm here with my colleague, Mike Campana, assistant director, and thank you for the opportunity to speak to House File 1218, the underlying bill that contains LCCMR's annual recommendations for spending from the Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. I'd like to provide a brief recap of the LCCMR, the Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund, the process that LCCMR followed to develop these recommendations. We'll do a quick walkthrough of the bill, and then we can stand for questions. So first of all, the LCCMR is a joint commission that's responsible for making funding recommendations to the legislature for special environment projects, primarily from the constitutionally dedicated Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. The LCCMR is also responsible for conducting oversight of those approved projects and associated expenditures. LCCMR is made up of 17 members, including 5 senators, 5 representatives, and 7 citizens, and they are assisted by their own nonpartisan staff, including Mr. Campana and me, and we serve the entire legislature, both House and Senate, majority and minority. The Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund, or ENRTF for short, is a permanent fund in the state treasury that was created by voters through a constitutional amendment to support activities that protect, conserve, preserve, and enhance Minnesota's air, water, land, fish, wildlife, and other natural resources. It's funded with 40% of the annual proceeds from the Minnesota State Lottery, as well as investment income. The trust fund is operated similar to an endowment in that a percentage of the value of the fund can be drawn down each year for appropriation to environmental projects. The amount that has been drawn down and recommended by the LCCMR has traditionally been 5.5%. And as discussed this evening already, through a constitutional amendment in November of 2024, that amount was increased by 1.5% to 7%, and that 1.5% would go directly as appropriated by the legislature to the Department of Natural Resources for the Community Grants Program that would be amended with the A4 amendment. The bill, the underlying bill that is before you, just includes the 5.5% that LCCMR is responsible for recommending. The LCCMR's typical process results, the recommendations result from a multi-stage competitive process. It starts out with publication of our annual request for proposal that includes our funding priorities as well as funding priorities that have been identified in the LCCMR's statutorily required strategic plan. We receive applications in response to that RFP from all kinds of entities across the state, local and regional units of government, nonprofit, for-profit, educational entities, state agencies, and even at times federal agencies. Proposals are reviewed and evaluated by our members, including through presentations from applicants. Eventually, research proposals undergo additional external scientific peer review. Top proposals are then selected and put into bill form, and that package of recommendations must be approved by at least 11 of our 17 members to become the formal recommendations for the legislature to consider. For this year's process, we had $103,326,000 available. In response to our RFP, we received 214 proposals requesting approximately $183 million. And then following 40 hours of presentations by the applicants and multiple rounds of scoring by our members, 124 proposals were selected for funding recommendation. Those recommendations were then approved in bill form by the commission in December of 2024, with more than the required members voting in favor. Those recommendations that are before you today also include changes to and carry forwards of prior year appropriations. And we have provided some handouts in your packets that summarize what's in the bill. And one of the handouts that I'll draw your attention to is the spreadsheet that lists out all the projects in the bill by subdivision. And those subdivisions correspond to the LCCMR's funding priority areas. There are 124 projects, as I said, and we won't go through them all, but I'll do a walkthrough at the subdivision level. And you can just scan down that list if you like to review the specific projects in each subdivision. So starting out in Article 1 of the bill, Subdivision 3 is Foundational Natural Resource Data and Information. The subdivision includes $22.084 million for 36 appropriations. And these are projects that primarily involve collection, analysis, mapping, and dissemination of foundational data and information needed for conservation planning and decision making. Subdivision 4, Water Resources, includes $11.812 million for 23 appropriations, and these are research and demonstration projects, as well as efforts to develop new techniques and technologies to protect the quality and quantity of our water resources. Subdivision 5, Environmental Education, includes $11.965 million for 19 appropriations. And these are projects that provide outdoor experiences, hands-on youth education, and natural resources training. Subdivision 6, Aquatic and Terrestrial Invasive Species, includes $6.713 million for 2 appropriations. These projects aim to prevent and reduce the risk of spread of invasive species. Subdivision 7, Air Quality, Climate Change, and Renewable Energy, includes $11.744 million for 7 appropriations. Subdivision 8 is Methods to Protect or Restore Land, Water, and Habitat. This includes $12.188 million for 19 appropriations. Subdivision 9, Land Acquisition, Habitat, and Recreation, includes $19.553 million for 14 appropriations. And Subdivision 10 includes Administration, Emerging Issues, and Contract Reimbursement for $7.267 million for 4 appropriations. That is it for appropriations. Subdivisions 11 and 16 provide conditions of funding that get included every year. Subdivision 17 includes funding carry-forwards. There's no additional funding in that section. And then Section 3 and 4 of the bill include technical changes to prior appropriations. Again, no additional funding is being appropriated. And that concludes my walkthrough, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Ms. Nash. I don't see any member questions at this point. Rep. Moeller just came up with one.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for that presentation. I've never served on the LCCMR before. And so the process you just talked about that takes place for these decisions to be made, just to be clear, the amendment we just put on did not go through that process that you described. Is that correct?
Ms. Nash.
Mr. Chair and members, that is correct. Thank you.
Representative Heintzman, to the bill as amended.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. To the bill as amended. Members, thank you very much for taking the time this evening. I know that it's a busy schedule. These projects are extremely important to folks all around the state, and I would urge support.
Well, thank you, Representative Heintzman, for your remarks. I would take the chair's privilege to add a few remarks of my own. As you know, and others may know, I did serve on LCCMR myself for a number of years. The work is not simple. There's a lot of projects that are brought forward, as Representative Acom told us earlier. The process is exhaustive and takes a lot of time for the members of the commission to do the work that needs to be done, and it's a good process, frankly. The amendment that we have adopted today deals with a separate allocation from the corpus of this fund. It's new ground that's been plowed, so to speak, by the work that was done by the trifecta last year. And your amendments, as I understand them, are an attempt to actually put some meat on the bones in this case to actually give some direction to a very kind of nebulous situation where there's a significant amount of money that was not committed in any way. Prior to this, I thank you for the work that you're doing on this, Representative Heintzman. I know that you've served on LCCMR yourself for quite some time, and I appreciate that. And with that, we will move to a vote on the bill. I believe a roll call has been requested. No roll call has been requested. All right. With to the bill as amended, and the motion is to send it to the General Register. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed by nay.
No.
The bill is passed. You're on your way to the General Register. That is the conclusion of our business for today. First, the approval of the bill, and now we are adjourned.